HPR's Kuve Hiraishi has been tracking the COVID situation at Hilo's Yukio Okutsu's veteran home. The death count there is up to 24. One of several reports was released this weekend, and Kuve, you're here to talk about that.
That's right. Good morning, Catherine. As you mentioned, 24 of our veterans at the Hilo nursing home have passed. We've got more than 100 residents and staff at that facility who have tested positive for the virus. So the 16-page report has been expected. This was compiled by the team of infectious disease experts who had gone to Hilo from the Department of Veterans Affairs 2 weeks ago to assess the situation. They did a four-hour visit, and they pretty much list their observations. It's very technical in this report of what they saw, and I wanted to give folks, this is really a first glimpse at, you know, what may have happened start this outbreak and to have kind of had this rapid spread of it throughout the facility. So during the team's visit, they observed residents wandering the halls, some not wearing their masks outside their room, and others with their doors open, potentially allowing that virus in. Avalon Health Systems, the Utah-based company that runs the Hilo Veterans Home, responded in the report to say that this has been a challenge for staff throughout the pandemic there at the nursing home. Here's Avalon spokeswoman Allison Griffiths.
It's always advisable to keep room doors closed when you have COVID in the building, and that's the baseline that we operate off of. But we also, as a nursing home, residents have certain rights. So our facility staff is very sensitive to that. And if a resident expresses to us that they want their door open and you close their door, in a normal world, that's a restraint. And so, you know, they faulted us for erring on the side too much of residents' rights. And we did do that.
So just one glimpse, there are about 35 recommendations in this report from the VA team to help improve infection control at the facility. And the VA has since sent a Tiger team. So this was later in the week, this past week, a group of infectious disease experts to help implement those recommendations at the facility. The VA report doesn't really get into the origin of the spread or how it moved throughout the facility. It's more, as I mentioned, very technical. Not enough hand sanitizers here, doors open. And so what Griffiths had mentioned actually through contact tracing is that they do know that the first known positive case of COVID happened on August 22nd. It was an asymptomatic staff member that had tested positive. And then from there, it grew. But then later on, they had found out that a resident who had gone to an outside dialysis appointment might have also brought in the virus. But actually, now what we're learning is that the outbreak may have even entered the facility 2 or 3 weeks prior to that first tested positive case. And that's something that, you know, you're not going to find in this VA report is what happened there. Now, Larry Geller, the current board member and past president for the Kokua Council for Senior Citizens, he says he's grateful for the report because it's really the first, or really all we have in explaining what happened at the Yukio Okutsu State Veterans Home. But he says it does raise more questions than answers, especially when it comes to the guidance that was given to the nursing home to deal with these situations. Here's Geller.
The national outbreaks and the risk to Hawaii, not just, by the way, the risk to the residents, but the risk to the population as the staff takes the virus out of the facilities and into the general population. We don't know what guidance was provided to them, if any, and in my mind, there should have been a flock of sudden unannounced inspections to make sure that the guidance is being followed.
So another question that was brought up in the report is really the idea of timing. The VA team had visited, had conducted this on-site assessment about 3 weeks into the outbreak. And so an observation by the team actually mentions in the report that many of the practices seem to have been a result of recent changes and could have been, if they weren't in place at the onset of the pandemic, could have been a major contributing factor to the rapid spread. it's been hard for us to get the VA. Actually, we reached out to the VA team lead nurse executive during summers to give us an idea of what, you know, to elaborate on what that exactly was. But that request was rerouted to Hawaii Emergency Management Agency. So we're hoping to hear from them to see exactly, you know, if we could get specifics on what it is that could have caused this. But Allison Griffiths, the Avalon spokeswoman, had mentioned that 60%, and this is written in the report, 60% of the recommendations that the VA team had come up with were already in place prior to the visit. And what we know is that during that four-hour visit, the team wasn't able to look review the facility's pandemic plan. They didn't go over training records to see if staff, how and if staff were trained to do, you know, specific COVID-related risk mitigation training. But those sort of this timing of the report, but also implementation of new practices is sort of fuzzy when you look at what we have here. Avalon spokeswoman Allison Griffiths did agree with Geller's in this concern over the guidance that they have been provided. Griffiths says that the recommendations, many of the recommendations in the report actually go above and beyond what is what has been codified by the CDC and the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services when it comes to running a nursing home under COVID. And here's Griffiths to kind of explain her case there.
Again, those are the guidelines that all nursing homes are or should be following, and that's what we were doing. And, you know, a portion of what's contained in the report goes above and beyond that guidance and had not been previously provided to us or other nursing homes as rules or guidance or crisis strategies. So, you know, if the spread in the facility can be contributed to a failure to follow guidance that we hadn't previously been provided, then I think that's problematic.
So this VA report is just one of three sort of known inspections conducted by various government agencies at the facility. A separate inspection report is due. We're expecting to have it released to the public today by the Department of Health, who had conducted an unannounced inspection of the facility 2 weeks ago as well.
And I know you were reaching out to Mayor Harry Kim, because I know when we had talked with him,
yes,
he was concerned about, you know, the VA coming in initially, and he had, I think, gone through some of the channels with the state to get someone to look at what was going on in there. He was under the impression that the report was going to come out pretty quick, but he did get briefed early
on.
He
did. He received a copy of the report as soon as Sunday, so 2 days after the initial on-site assessment. But it was my understanding from speaking to Haima and also Mayor Kim was that that report was being reviewed by Incident Commander Hara at Haima to consider whether or not to make that public, and we finally got that on Friday.
Be interesting to see, you know, because I know they talked about how staff moved around in the facility, you know, and
right,
didn't isolate, you know, staff in one particular area, so that might have contributed to
that's right.
The virus.
One of the most immediate changes that were done was the installation of these sort of zipper walls to separate COVID positive patients from the, you know, from the workers, and then having a room for nurses actually to take off and put on their gowns and things like that to make sure that it's not spreading around. And the same thing, so two stories downstairs, they've got COVID positive patients in the COVID unit, and then upstairs they've got the negative recovered and the persons under investigation, and again all separated by this new zipper wall insulation.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, well, we'll see what else comes out, but thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was Kuvehi Reishi, and we will have more on the Veterans Home Report in reaction to that VA report up next on our Reality Check.